Neta Sita Patel. Resting our hands on our knees or in our lap. Expanding our chest. Centering our head. Calming down our facial expression. Relaxing the jaws. Relaxing the cheeks. Forehead and muscles around the eyes. Softening the gaze and turning it in. And bringing the attention to the flow of the breath through the nostrils. Letting us become aware and actually enjoy and relish the soft caress the air applies to the inner walls of the nostrils. And let us start with the first stage of our 9 stages meditation. Quieting down, slowing down. In the sankalpa, the intention that we want to hold clear in our mind is I calm down and turn inwards. Nothing else. Just this. And gradually calming and slowing the breath down. With each inhalation, with each exhalation, let us keep this sankalpa. But calm down and turn inwards, allowing each breath to become a little slower, allowing each breath to actually calm us further down and turn us deeper inwards. Let's take the next 5 to 10 breaths with this intention. Infusing the intention into each breath. Make it slower, allowing it to become more calm. Do not rush anywhere. Infuse the intention into each breath. Moving to the second step or second stage. We want ourselves to gradually open up, wake up, clear up. But without agitation, without the build-up of tension and stiffness. Start introducing the rhythm to the breath. Start from 3 seconds inhalation, 3 seconds exhalation, while keeping the breath very calming, slow, soft, soothing. Whenever you feel that you are very calm, you can allow the length of the breath to grow. 4 seconds, 5, up to 8. And while taking those 10 breaths, infuse them with the intention in the sankalpa. I awake with silence, allowing more openness and allowing more clarity. I awake with silence, allow yourself to enjoy it. Allow your lips to rest into a gentle, genuine smile as you do it. Keep it rhythmic. Keep the intention. Feel more and more awake. Feel the silence growing more powerful in your body, in your senses, in your mind. Moving to the third stage, tuning our system up, concentrating. Direct this rhythmic breath, same rhythmic breath, towards one of your focal points, either the third eye or the heart chakra, Ajna Chakra or the Anahata. With the same silence and calmness, with the same joy and genuine soft smile, feel how the breath moves to that point with the inhalation, from that point with the exhalation. Do not rush anywhere. Infuse the same attitude as before. same attitude, they dissolve the tension, the stiffness, the congestion and the pressure. The same attitude and intention now infuses the focal point, awakening it, energizing it. Keep the sankalpa. I gather my attention at one point, with each inhalation, with each exhalation. Still counting. Allow a steady flow of attention to be created, unbroken flow of attention to the point, guided by the breath. Now, once the steadiness of the flow gets more established, we're moving to stage number 4. Refining, going more subtle. Allow the breath to refine and become subtle first. Keep the same rhythm. Let's see how with each breath experience become more ethereal. Less and less air is coming in or out. We're keeping the same long rhythmic pattern. Make the breath more of an energy experience than a physical function. Do not rush. Do not strain yourself over this. Just calm yourself further down. Feel how, as there is less physical motion of air, there is also less agitation of the mind. Flow of attention to the point becomes much more smooth, much more subtle. Keep the intention and sankalpa. I become subtle and attentive. Become receptive and attentive to the subtle sensation, the subtle experiences, both of the breath and of the experience of the focal point. Do not rush. Moving to the next stage. We want to penetrate and find how that point becomes for us a space we can enter, we can dwell in. We have the sankalpa. I enter the inner expanse. Make the breath even slower. Make the breath even subtler. And feel how your self-image transforms from a physical being into an energetic being. And with this energetic self-image experience, feel how you can dive in. You can penetrate in the subtle, minute self-image, can dive into the third eye. You can dive deep into the heart chakra. Allow the physical aspect of the breath to almost stop altogether. Only energy aspect. Feel how it allows you to dive deeper and deeper in. Keeping the sankalpa, enter the inner expanse. Moving to stage 6. We want to transform this inner space, this expansion within, into a sacred inner space. Have the sankalpa, I make my heart, I make my mind a temple. Integrate the repetition of the personal mantra, the sound Om, with each of those very subtle, energetic experience of inhalation and exhalation. Repeat the mantra slowly in a resounding manner, like a Gregorian chant. Allowing the vibrations of the mantra to echo, resound, and saturate the heart and the mind. Allow the vibrations of the mantra to transform the inner experience into a sacred inner experience. Do it in a manner that will not bring stiffness or congestion, just more expansion, more subtlety, more openness and more clarity. Open yourself up to the sacred experience deep within. Do not rush. Moving to the next stage, invocation, dedication, devotion. Have the sankalpa. I invoke the divine with devotion into my heart, into my mind, into that sacred inner temple. As you continue with the repetition of the mantra, make it prayer-like. Make it an offering. Make it a calling upon the divine. Manifest its light, presence, wisdom, love in this temple. Open yourself up. Allow this call, allow this cry to come from the deepest depth of your soul. Allow this cry to be infused with deep, genuine longing. Calling the divine to come and be enthroned. Deep within your heart, deep within your mind. As the perceived Antaryami, the real ruler, the real inner ruler, the real owner of the heart and the mind, allowing the ego to become a servant, a devoted servant that wishes his master to appear. whatever imagery which can assist you to see the inner temple. To see that inner worship and devotion, utilize imagery from pujas, homas, from your altar that can assist in invoking that experience. Moving to the eighth stage, dissolving, renouncing. Have the intention and release the small self. As you continue with your devotion, feel how the small self, that ego, realizing that its very being, its very intelligence, its very functions and abilities are not its own. Feeling these to be none other than the presence it was seeking to invoke. Continue realizing that divine presence in every experience. Saturating everything. But still seeing the different experiences, the different forms of experiences. Start realizing the one unity behind all this diversity. Continue invoking. Surrendering. Keeping the sankalpa and release the small self. Moving to the ninth stage, allow the eighth stage to grow and mature into the dissolution of all definitions, into the dissolution of all barriers, distinctions. Allowing all names, forms to dissolve into their essential nature, essential essence. Which is the essence of the pure witness, pure observer, pure consciousness, unlimited, unbounded. Pure and absolute. Allow all experiences to dissolve into death. One second less. Non-dual existence, consciousness and bliss. Offer it all, dissolve it all, merge with this all.